Welcome to the Hero Hub podcast, where we explore the journeys of the industry innovators, trailblazers, and game changers who are shaping the future of vehicles and equipment. Whether you're here for cutting-edge tech, business strategies, or simple love of the ride, this is where you'll find the inspiration to fuel your journey.
Today, we're with Reed Laylock of Off-Road Power Sports and Accessories.
How you got started in the power sports industry?
TVs, dirt bikes, when he was younger, you know, side-by-sides weren't really a thing then. When I was probably 3 years old, I was on a four-wheeler, you know, so I've just kind of always been around it. And then at a young age, he started working at our dealership before he purchased the dealership. And so I've kind of grown up around the business side of it too, you know, so it's been kind of fun seeing him kind of turn a hobby into a career.
So what was that like seeing your dad turning that hobby into a career?
Obviously, if you do something you like, it makes it a whole lot better, right? So
yeah,
that's what we kind of always did on the weekends and had fun doing.
Are there any like specific challenges that you faced, either like professional in the dealership or just kind of challenges you might have faced in personal life?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, major challenges. It's just this business is constantly evolving. You know, you got to stay on top of it. Either growing or you're going backwards. This business, when I was really young, I mean, it was just four-wheelers, really. And then I've kind of gotten to see it grow from four-wheelers to $50,000, $60,000 machines right off the truck. It's crazy where it's going, but you just got to evolve. And that's a challenge every day, you know, is evolving to what's going on.
As far as like balancing family and work, what's kind of your take on that? How have you been able to balance that effectively for you?
It's tough in retail. You know, it's a lot of hours, holidays, weekends. You know, those are the times where you're the busiest, is when everybody else wants to be off doing fun stuff. So it's taxing at times, you know, but it's an expectation. And I'm still learning here, but, you know, I think the biggest thing is being more present when you're at home and you know, spending time with loved ones. You be more present when you are there, just doing everything you can while you're here to make it so you can get home to them at a decent time. You know, it's hard to turn it off sometimes, but you got to try. It's hard to not take that phone call, you know, or be thinking about what you got to do for the next day. But something I'm still trying to learn, work in progress.
In your current spot.
I'm still young enough, so I'm still learning, yeah. And stumbling to figure that part out. I would just say, just keep working at it. Don't, you know, don't get discouraged. And another thing, it's kind of like what we were just talking about, you know, learn how to turn it off, learn how to leave it at work. Some days I feel like in the long run makes a big difference. I'm still learning.
So one of the things we'd like to kind of ask about is a little bit of like a hot take. And with your experience with being in the industry so far and a lot of the training that you encounter, what are some of the problems that you've seen with like the conventional training?
Well, a lot of what I see for a lot of the training that's out there is that they're trying to apply the car world, power sports, or different business to this to make it kind of fit in there, and it really doesn't. This business is different. A lot of dealers try to make it like a car dealership. Personally, I tell everybody all the time, don't make it difficult. We're selling Rangers, not cars or houses. It still should be an easy transaction, an easy thing to do. The biggest issue would be it's not power sports based most of the time. It's trying to take something else and apply to power sports. Technology is making it easier and easier to get that training and do those things.
I know that a lot of the training in the industry is a lot of e-learning. You take a quiz at the end. Do you feel like that's been adequate?
I would say we all have done it, but doing something like that, you kind of just ease through it, halfway pay attention to it. At the very end, most questions are, you can figure it out by common sense, decent test taking skills, and you know, you can rock and roll on to the next thing, because ideas to get it done so you can get back to what you're doing, you know, get back to work. I don't know if that's just the right way of doing it. Everybody learns differently. I don't know what the answer or the correct way to do it would be, but hearing other people's perspectives on things like through the 20 group is one good way, or hearing how they apply, you know, what some of the things that we've learned in the 20 group is a good way to get the information. But as far as different employees, different departments, and having a unified way of training all of them, I don't know what the answer would be as far as a way to do it.
Moving forward a little bit, I'd like to ask a little bit about your goals for 2025.
Obviously, our main goal is taking care of customers, just make sure that we're doing everything every day to make sure that keeping our customers happy and taking care of them at the forefront of what everything that we do. But obviously, we want to maintain or grow our sales volume and service. I know a lot of dealers are struggling right now, but from what I've seen, it's still doable. But yeah, just taking care of customers and continuing to grow.
Just a follow-up question on that. I mean, y'all have a pretty good sized staff over there, and so how do you kind of instill that in the culture of everyone making sure that they're on the same page of taking care of the customers?
Well, we've been blessed with really good help. My dad bought the place in 2008, started with him and two other employees, and it's grown now to 14 people here full time, which is still a small staff for the volume of sales and service that we do. But it's kind of just grown, and everybody's been here so long. So it's just kind of, that's the expectation, you know what I mean? It's a culture for our stores. Everybody's easy to work with. Everybody's got a good attitude. Everybody takes care of the customer. Started out with a good core group of people, and it's just kind of spilled over to everybody else.
Well, and just moving to the last question, we'd love to hear what your thoughts have been since being in the 20 group for as long as you have. What have you liked about it? How has it been able to help? How has that been for y'all?
Well, for us, we've always, I don't know, kind of been against a 20 group. We always felt like we didn't want our business out there. And the way that y'all do it, where it's kind of unanimous, easier to, I guess, swallow that fact that you are putting your business out there. For us, it's nice to have a benchmark to look at KPI reports. You can look at our what better in this area or worse in this area than other places. What, you know, things that you don't really think about or areas that you don't really think about, you can look at those areas and figure out what you can do to be better and make the business more profitable or make it more efficient. That's been nice. And also just hearing from different dealers, there's a good mix, I feel like, in all the different groups. There's a good mixture of big dealers, small dealers, and everybody's got good ideas, you know, and it's good to be able to talk to somebody else.
Well, thank you so much to our guests for joining us today, and a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. I hope you found today's conversation insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with others in the power sports industry. We're excited to see you at the next one.